Hey, board, so look at your schedule we have.
This is working session of the board on June 8th, 2026 at 4 p.m.
Steve, 5 minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes. I can do less.
Perfect.
I want you to go to 4:15.
I already talked to Brenda about it. You made me give everybody. I talked to Brenda about it in the car. 1 minute.
Audit report, 2 minutes.
Less than that.
Okay. All right, here we go. Ryan, you've got about 4 minutes.
All right.
Sorry, Ryan.
That's okay. I'm happy to be here.
You've been waiting a while. I apologize.
That's okay. I get it. I'm just happy to be here. My name's Ryan. I just finished working at CTHS in the education pathway. And so I just want to share something about a program that we're doing that's really cool. Our students that come to CTHS and enter the education pathway, they get experience working at our on-site preschool. And then we visit intermediate schools and teach lessons there. And then the really cool part that I want to emphasize right now is working with Darren and Keisha. We actually started a program where we hire our seniors who have already completed all of their classes to work as paraprofessionals at local elementary schools. They get paid, and they get high school credit for doing that, and they get valuable classroom and networking experience. And then they're doing so well that the elementary principals have elected to keep them after they graduate, and that qualifies them for the Grow Your Own grant, mm-hmm. which gives them up to $12,000 a year for 3 years if they're pursuing a degree in education. And so by the time they finish their education degree, their combined time in the class is 5 to 7 years of experience before we hire them as a first-year teacher, which is elevating the quality of our first-year teachers. We have our first group that will actually finish is like 2 years away still, but that's something that we're doing at CTHS that's really awesome, and it's kind of a first of its kind. There's some other organizations like Salt Lake School District is doing an apprenticeship program, which is similar but not the same thing as us. And so anyway, we're accomplishing these goals, we're getting kids classroom experience, filling needed para positions, and getting them some help with college.
Are you getting a regular pay scale of a first year?
They're hired as paraprofessionals through Keisha. One of them was actually, while I was waiting, one of my students that just graduated that's going to be a senior this year came in to get her ID badge and get her picture taken.
Your valedictorian at CT High did that.
Joseph Butterfield,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
He was running like an honors program at that. Jeannie Novus had him set up.
Yeah. He's Warren's, Warren Butterfield's boy.
And he's got, and Penny is his mom who worked at Snow Canyon, so he comes from a great
school. Yeah.
It's a state recognized program.
Yeah, that we started to get some recognition for it. I was fortunate to receive the Work-Based Learning Teacher of the Year, and then the CTE Teacher of the Year, and then the Region 5 Teacher of the Year. So while I got the recognition, it's really thank you. The application came from me explaining this program and how we've set
Will you invite us sometime next year to go and visit some of those on-site?
Absolutely. I actually accepted a new position this year. I'll be the Work-Based Learning Specialist here.
Good.
But I'll still be overseeing that program, and my colleague Anna Victoria is carrying it forward. So, yes, I would love to invite you and have you go out and see students in action.
That'd be great.
Good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Did I do well on the time?
Thank you. I was so impressed with that young man. That was impressive.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Man,
and then there's a couple like Brooklyn talked about it as well. Yeah, so anyway.
Great. Thank you very much, Ryan. Steve-O.
I just wanted to give you a quick report on things the foundation has been doing. What? Do both? Well, I actually am going to do four then.
Okay.
First, we had overdue lunch balances of more than $86,000 this year. That's up from $55,000 last year.
Wow.
By the time we began paying them off, schools had collected about $5,000. It balanced around $80,000. We were able to fundraise more than almost $16,000. We put together a program where we would pay off students that had applied for free and reduced, had applied and not been accepted for free and reduced, and for students that had graduated or moved out of our system. And that accounted for the $16,000 in balances the foundation was able to pay off. So that's what we did with overdue lunch balances. Steps to Success is a program where we help students that are either homeless or severely at risk. And last year we helped 447 students go out and shop for clothes they need for school so that they can have brand new back-to-school clothing. This includes shoes, hoodies, pants, whatever they need. We allocated almost $65,000 for that. The golf tournament is coming up in September. We have already secured 28 of 36 teams that are paying $5,000 or more in our golf tournament. This is a big increase for us this year. We are thrilled to death. And so if you know of an organization that would like to join our golf tournament, we are almost sold out. But if they come in at $5,000, they can have a team. And Kite Festival.
Wait, is that still the September the 20th?
The last Friday in
September 25th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Kite Festival, we just had the Kite Festival. We had an estimate of between 25 and 30,000 people show up. We had 2,633 reading charts turned in, and we just attended the Dixie Power annual meeting where they presented us a check for $100,000 for literacy programs in our elementary schools. And that's why we have such high literacy scores in our district. There's been a news story this last year. If you hadn't seen it, I'll share the link with you from the Tribune about how we lead the state in literacy scores. That's all I have for
you. Wonderful. And we're not going to have Dixie RNA come in. This is
No. They want to do it this other way.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that. Just be sure they know. I mean, we just appreciate it.
And then I'm on the agenda to talk about the Kite Festival. I'll bring the check down.
Okay, perfect.
Thank
you, Steve. Uh-huh. Great work. Great work with the foundation.
Thank you,
Bert. Here you go.
Okay, in the 5-County Association of Governments, they read the bylaws and found that it should be funded by the county, the municipalities, and the school districts. We all have a vote in what they do and the services they provide. For the last 15 or 20 years, it's only been funded by the county. They're trying to create a 5 to 7 year budget. And they're going to come into a presentation to us where the school districts in our 5 counties provide 15% of the budget. That will end up being about $52,000 a year from our district. We have more students in our district than all the other counties combined, but they'll come into a presentation. I talked to Brent about it.
And we get what out of it?
Well, we get Meals on Wheels. We get all those different services that they provide. But they've kind of really haven't been managed well, but the manager they have now is fantastic. And so Gil Almquist will come, myself, a mayor, I think, from Orderville, and they'll do a 10-minute presentation, which they'll call and talk to you, President. Yeah. But I would highly support it. It's a good thing, and they're going to show where we get millions of a lot of services for the money, and we're only 15% of the budget.
So, Brent, are we okay to figure out how to make that?
Yeah, so let's wait till they come and do the presentation, listen to it, if the board wants to do it, then we can.
We are charged the least per student of any of the counties because we're like $1.62.
They have a base plus.
Okay.
We'll get the first year free because Gil still owes me at least 50 for that roof.
When do we participate?
On the tennis show.
I would say August or September.
Okay.
Yeah. And it would be before next July. So it could be, I don't know that we have to addend our budget as much as be ready to pay next year. Okay. All right. Thanks, President.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I got history.
Administrator evaluations.
I'll bring it up next time.
Okay. We'll pass on that one. Darren, HR audit report.
Yeah, just real quick. There was a letter sent to superintendent requesting that our HR department works with UPAC. There's a, I think you said it was in the legislative.
There's a legislative audit now on UPAC. I think it is a very complimentary thing that they reached out to us to audit us because of the good work we do. So it's not viewed, at least from my eyes, as a bad thing.
No, we met with them last week. They're basically looking for our policies to see how they apply to things like hiring practices, which we have a policy in place, code of conduct for our staff, which we have in place, our 277-217. We have to have our policies reference that, which we do. Self-reporting, like you get arrested, you're supposed to self-report. That's in our policy. So there's a
new process.
We're already doing it. And then how we retain our schedules of allegations of misconduct against educators, investigative files, final reports, corrective actions. Those things that I take care of with UPAC. And then the last one is describe how the LEA maintains educator administrative information and documentation. Problem we'll run into a little bit, and I've already told you that. They want it from 2016 to 2026. Well, I've only been here 3 years. Lyle didn't have he can't really decide. It wasn't like a documented how he did it. So I told her the previous one, and she said that was fine. But we do have processes in place to keep track of these things. And the last 2 years, we're required to do things more so than we were 10 years ago. So we're going to ask to participate in this audit, which we'll have this information ready by, I think she wanted it by the 16th of this month, which we'll make that. And then they're collecting data from all the different districts. Yeah. So they bought it. So I'll just keep you
informed. No,
she don't like that.
If it's going, it's going to happen.
No, I don't like that.
It's got my support.
So, Ron, just so you know, letter 5, or number 5, addresses that question you asked me.
Okay, you can win 5A.
When you called the other day,
got to help the other three.
Administrative evaluation.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about that.
We'll bring it up in July.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Superintendent, will you please address the graduation?
I'll be real quick. I gave you a rough estimate. Again, that's preliminary. You've got 3 items in your hand: graduation report. We also have the spring state championship report, and then also Mill Creek would like to propose having a mascot, which they've never had before, being called the Mavericks. So those are the 3 things that you have before you. And again, supportive of Mill Creek doing that. I think that's
I think it's really good.
So the graduation report is preliminary. We don't get the official report until after September 30th because we still work on summer graduation rates for students who didn't quite make it. A couple of weeks ago, they have until September 30th to be able to count it for this current year's graduation rate. Any questions?
No, just I'm looking to graduate. I mean, is this going to move it at all?
You want hurricane above 90?
It'll go up.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get 3 or 4 across the entire district, it actually moves that percentage.
Well, what they... But I'm just going to say, the whole thing, and Richard, you can explain that, this whole thing with that cohort is an interesting deal when they started doing that about this cohort starts in 9th grade, and just say a kid disappears. They just don't come back to school.
They count against you.
That counts against you.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you get that off the...
No.
It's like board.
That's hard.
No.
It's
very so for us to get 90% over anything is phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get 99.27%? That's like one.
Yeah, it is one kid.
Student. Probably one kid.
That's career tech. Those kids chose exactly where they wanted to be and what they wanted to follow.
And that's what it ought to be. That means it's working.
Enterprise is saying.
Enterprise do really well. But if they have 2 or 3 kids not graduated,
you didn't know about the cohort.
Their numbers are really go down.
No,
did that?
Okay. Who did that?
Because you can't do anything about it.
Who did that? The state?
State does that.
All right. Let's
Jeremy,
see.
You can do next time.
I think that counselor just really track that.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
So it still happens is if you get, right? Unless you...
In a period
of let's just briefly.
It's like ward budget.
Even at like the high school,
Brad,
you got 5 ninth graders and you just don't show up. You don't know where they're
going.
No, I gave you that paper that has the adjustments to the budget that we posted because we have the actual tax rates. And so I can go over that really quickly in the hearing as soon as we start it, so everybody's aware of what's going on. But
are you going to do that in the public
as part of the budget hearing at the very beginning?
Okay, perfect. Okay, Ford, anything else? Okay, we got a few minutes. I'll excuse everyone except for the board, and we'll go into close real quick.
Thank you.
I need a motion to go into close.
So moved.
Member Hammer,
second.
Motion and second by Member Staley. What say you, Member Wade?
Yay.
Staley, yay.
Hammer, yay.
Gagne,
Sterling, yay.
Okay, he's going to talk to you about 30 seconds just to give you.